Sports is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
By a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court has barred public employee contracts requiring workers to pay union dues. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He was arguing the case. He explains what this means for workers.
In 22 states, roughly 5 million workers are compelled as a condition of their employment to pay a fee to a private organization to work for government. Those workers today have been freed from that burden.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, returned to work earlier this week, 2 weeks after being hospitalized with a mild heart attack. Kudlow joined Fox Business to talk about trade and what President Trump proposed at the G7.
He is a free trader, and he would like to see a new world trading system. Current one's broken. He'd like to see no tariffs, no non-tariff barriers, no subsidies.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Bill Clinton visited The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, where he weighed in on Sarah Sanders being kicked out of a restaurant over politics.
I also had a lot of respect for the way Sarah Huckabee Sanders handled it. I mean, she was very dignified. She didn't chew him out. She didn't pitch a fit. She didn't call him in him, you know, immigrant-loving thugs or whatever. She just got up and left and offered to pay.
Clinton also said, as Americans, it's time for us to come together.
What I'd like to see this be the beginning of something where, you know, it would be better if we started talking to each other again. Sooner or later, people need to quit tearing each other down and go to work.
Nearly half of Texas's registered voters have an unfavorable opinion of the NFL. That's according to a new University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. The poll found that 20% of white voters had a favorable opinion of the NFL, while 55% had a negative impression. Among Hispanic voters, 29% positive, 39% negative. And among African Americans, 49% favorable, 24% unfavorable. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Is it okay to disagree with someone and still be civil towards them? Well, Zachary R. Wood believes, yes, it is okay. He's author of a new book titled Uncensored, My Life and Uncomfortable Conversations at the Intersection of Black and White America. He joined me earlier today, and one of the things we discussed is why nowadays it seems like you can't disagree with someone politically and still be friends with them.
Well, I think there are a number of factors contributing to this. I think one is the effect of social media. I think another is that our society is becoming increasingly polarized politically. And so that when we encounter people who have a different set of values or a different set of beliefs that they care deeply about, we see them as in some way being like bad or evil, right? Not just that they have a different view, but that because they have a different view, they're not good people.
Yeah, you mentioned social media. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because that seems to be the new thing, from posting people's addresses online to, you know,
definitely,
setting up the organizational side of things.
Exactly.
Talk about how social media has changed things.
So I think social media, especially for my generation, for millennials, social media allows us to mobilize bias and galvanize very quickly, because you can post one thing, tweet one thing, and then it gets shared and liked and commented on. And so that when we're talking about difficult issues, right, it allows us, one, you also have algorithms that are reinforcing the beliefs we already have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. 72 degrees and overcast outside, in case you can't look out the window. We are expecting some scattered showers later today, mainly after 5 o'clock. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms and showers, probably around 3 a.m., so sleep well. Low around 67. Tomorrow, Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 a.m. I read this every week, it seems. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low 65. Friday, here comes the weekend, sunny, high near 89 with calm winds. Friday night, low of 66. Saturday, high of 93. Sunday, high of 94. Here comes the heat. We were talking about this earlier. Remember, stay hydrated.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. Afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey, Clinton Township, all the surrounding areas, Glen Gardner, High Bridge, Pittstown, Annandale. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only, the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are located at the Gray Rock Shopping Center on Route 31, 1802 Route 31. Listen, our challenge is less than 3 weeks away, our first challenge. You need to call today to get information or message us, whatever it takes. Any questions, you call us, 908-627-7020. Right now, we're having an amazing special still for charter members, for our founding member specials. You can save money off of this amazing program. Things that are coming up, we have our kickoff coming up on Sunday, July 15th at 8 a.m. Everybody's going to be there, including the one and only Mr. Brian Klein, who is the CEO and the founder of the Max Challenge. He's going to help us kick off this amazing thing that we call the Max Challenge of Clinton. And then, of course, our grand opening is July 16th, so you will not want to miss this. I'm going to let you know right at the beginning, I'm having some problems with my phone reception. So normally I would interact with people and field questions. I can't do that right now. I'm still going to take a look at it and see if I can get this working. But it's technology. I've turned it on and off a couple of times. It's probably just the Facebook app. So quick shout out. I want to say hi to the folks down in Delaware who I think are listening, to my love Susan, Allie, Haley. How you guys doing? And, of course, Ron, Lauren, Megan, our newest team member, Jillian. We had an amazing trial class this past Saturday morning at the Clinton Fire Department. I'm talking amazing. It was such high energy. Everybody gelled. It was an amazing event for all of us, for the members, for our guests, and a lot of people took advantage of the trial class and came on board too. So you will not want to miss this. Today I am talking about a very interesting subject. I hope it's interesting to you, too. I think it will be. And I basically call it Mythbusters on the fitness side of things. You may have seen the show Mythbusters. Well, this is Fitness Myths Busted. Okay. I put together a couple of these most popular myths, things that I still hear to this day, which I would have assumed after almost 18 years in this industry that people would have debunked it and it would be somewhat common knowledge right now, but that is not the case. So we're going to talk about some of those things. Right off the bat, I'm going to give you a bonus one. And this is important to us at the Max Challenge of Clinton. The bonus myth is that exercise can't be fun. Let me tell you, we make it fun. If you have asked anybody who has ever taken a Max Challenge class, especially with one of our classes with our lead instructor, Megan, we make it fun. We have a great time and we burn some calories and get some exercise in too. So that's kind of the bonus myth right there. Again, it doesn't have to be all boring. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some of these myths. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to give you some fitness facts, a couple of fitness facts that'll mix in, I think, pretty well with that. All right. What you're probably going to want to do is get a pen and paper handy too. And be ready to take notes. I encourage people. Of course, if you're driving, don't do that. Please keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road. That's my disclaimer. And if you're at your desk at work, do it a little slyly. You know what I mean? Just keep it next to you there. But if you're listening and you're able to take notes, please do so. All right. So I'm going to jump right into it. I got about 2 minutes or so before I have my first commercial break. So I'm going to do, besides the bonus one, that we make exercising fun, absolutely fun. The first myth we're going to touch on is that you need to spend an hour or two or three, you need to spend hours at a gym to get you in better shape. Well, let me tell you something, folks. First of all, that myth has been around forever. And if you are able to actually get 2 hours or 3 hours out of your day to be at the gym, fantastic. Good for you. But it's really not that necessary to do all of that to get in shape. First of all, the Max Challenge of Clinton is not a gym. I can't stress that enough. We are not a gym. All right. We are a program that includes everything from motivational classes, which are only 45 minutes long. And, of course, complete nutritional counseling, motivation. But, I mean, if I had to spend 2 hours at the gym just to get into shape, I think I would go nuts. I would be miserable. And when you're speaking of miserable, getting in shape, and I don't mean to confuse getting in shape with losing weight, okay? But that could be your goal, too. But for everybody, it's a little bit of a different goal. So getting in shape doesn't really have to take a long time at a gym or a fitness facility. The fact that it does for a lot of people is one thing, but let's be clear and honest. I'm not promoting here a silver bullet that says, you know, there is this magic out there, this magic method that's going to get you into shape, you know, in 48 hours. One of the things that I have said over the years is, you know, especially if your goal is losing weight, you didn't gain it overnight. You aren't going to lose it overnight. There's plenty of funny pictures out there on Facebook that show those things, but that's not the case right now. All right, looking at the clock, I'm going to be right back. I have to take a quick break, and then we are going to go right through and talk about the rest of these myths. You will not want to move. Don't touch that dial, so to speak. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, at the Gray Rock Shopping Center, 1802 Route 31. We are 2 weeks and 5 days away from our kickoff. This is exciting, folks. I'm not kidding. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to clap it up for myself right now. Guess what? I'm back on the phone. I can see everybody here. Hello, Elaine. Hey, Ron. Megan. Susan. Hello, love. And feel free to post any questions, any comments. If you're listening, give me some thumbs up and some hearts so I know that you're out there. And you can post questions on here, too. As I go through these myths, you might have a question. Post it on here. And if I can get to it, I promise you I will. Going on from there, just want to let you know, too, that coming up this fall, the Red Mill Museum, this fall, they're going to be doing their haunted mill again. They are going to be looking for volunteers at the end of the summer. So keep that in mind if you're able to volunteer with them. Thank you for the hearts, everybody. So thanks, Elaine. Yeah, the trial classes were a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And my love is Susan is down at the ocean. She says hello. All right. Hey, Carolyn. Good to see you, kiddo. Nice to see you. All right, so we were talking about myth number one, and that is that you have to spend hours at the gym to be able to get into shape, and that's just not the fact, okay? In fact, one of the things I hear often from people is they need to find the time to work out, to fit in the classes and things like that. But, you know, first of all, the Max Challenge classes are only 45 minutes, and you are going to get an amazing, motivating workout each time. And we adjust your fitness levels. We will show you how to modify things. So if you haven't worked out in a year or 10 years or ever, or you're usually working out every other day, we have something for you in there. So moving on, myth number two. This is something I'm going to spend a little bit of time on because I think there's some physiology behind it too. Myth number two is crunches are the best way to work your abs. Crunches are the best way to work your abs. First of all, I've been a personal trainer for over 17 years. I see people do crunches incorrectly and sit-ups incorrectly all of the time. You can strain your spine. You can strain your neck, depending upon how you're doing it, if you're doing it on your own. So one of the things, if you're not using proper form, you get into this curved position. A lot of people are pulling on their heads and their necks, and then they're wondering why they get into pain after a couple of weeks of doing this. One of the things I want to talk to you about, and this is a big thing at the Max Challenge of Clinton, planks. Now, don't sign off. Keep watching. Keep listening. Planks are awesome, and there are ways to modify planks. If you're not used to them, there are ways to modify it. So stay where you are and listen to what I have to say. First of all, we at the Max Challenge, planks are pretty much included in our ab exercises. And there's a really good reason why we do that, because they are amazing ways to work your core, not just your abs. People think core equals abs. No. Core equals abdominals, your obliques, your lower lumbar muscles. All of those internal muscles there, not just lower abs, and I'm using quotes, or upper abs. I'm talking your whole abdominals, and I'm reading here that Haley loves planks. Good for you. So do I. Just took a class this morning, and we did them. But here's some benefits to planking that you may not be aware of. I really wanted to touch on us a little bit, okay? First of all, planks help to get into your deeper inner core muscles. Okay, and what that does is that lays the groundwork. And if this is one of your goals, if you want to get a six-pack, it's really a great way to lay the groundwork to get your midsection tighter and stronger. Now, if you're like me, this is a big thing here too. Planks can help reduce lower back pains. A lot of people, and listen, I'm talking about myself too. When I first walked into a gym, and the first time I was doing sit-ups, my lower back hurt. Planks can work really well to reduce the strain on your lower back and still strengthen your core, which it is kind of what I would call a pleasant side effect of it all, okay? They strengthen your back muscles also. Remember, core is not just abs. Your lower back muscles are included in your core. So they help to strengthen your back muscles. And according to the American Council of Exercise, because the plank exercise requires minimal movements while contracting all layers of the abdominal fascia, it is an excellent way to strengthen the core, which in turn reduces your lower back pain. Got that? So what you're doing is you're really activating almost every single fiber of abdominal fascia and abdominal muscle in holding a proper plank. And that's something too. We'll teach you how to modify the plank in our classes, but we are also going to show you how to properly do the plank to reduce shoulder strains, because I've seen that happen to some people also. Planks help build strength. Planks help build flexibility, especially in your posterior muscle groups. The muscles that are around your shoulders and your shoulder blades, they, when doing the plank, will expand and stretch, and you're actually going to feel more flexible in your upper body shoulder girdle area from doing planks. Of course, there's a couple different ways to do those. If Ron was here, I would have him demonstrate for you right now, since he did the burpees originally a couple months ago. So, excuse me. The other thing about planks, folks, is you will find, as you do planks, you're going to improve your balance and your posture. To do a plank correctly, you need to engage your abs to stay upright off the floor. I'm not talking side planks or anything fancy just yet, okay? You can even do planks with your feet up on something, too. Some people like to put their feet up on stability balls or whatever it is, too, but we're not going to do that just yet. We're just starting out. So to test and strengthen your balance, you do the planks. You can modify them later on to get them more challenging, but let's just get started by going and getting them stronger. In addition to just working your core, like I said, it's going to work your back. It's going to work your chest. It's going to work your shoulders. It's going to work your abs, your lower lumbar, your obliques, even a little bit of your necks. And if you do them regularly, you're going to find very quickly that you're going to be able to stand up straighter. You're going to be able to sit up straighter. after a little while from doing those planks, because you're going to notice that as that strength and flexibility kicks in, it's going to affect almost everything else. I think most people may know this, maybe not, but every movement you make basically starts from your core. So when your core is strong, it's going to affect pretty much 99% of your body after that. All right? Let's move on to myth number three. Remember, if you have any questions, post it on our Facebook comments while I'm live. During the replay, I can't answer them right away, but we will answer them. You can post questions after the live broadcast is done. One of us will get back to you if it's a question about exercise physiology or a question about membership, anything. Of course, you can always call 908-627-7020. Myth number three. This is a big one for me. Long sessions of cardio burns calories the best. Myth number three. Okay, listen. Yes, long sessions of cardio can burn calories. But, and yes, there are some benefits to it. If you are an endurance athlete, if you are a marathon runner, if you're a cyclist that's going out and you're doing a century ride every week, hey, Barbara, thanks for joining us, then I could see endurance cardio. Of course, that's specific training. But for the average person that's trying to get into shape, that hasn't exercised in a year or 5 years or whatever, somebody who's trying to get into better shape and lose weight, maybe doing an hour of straight cardio on a treadmill is going to be particularly boring. Even 2 hours on an elliptical, it's going to be kind of tedious. And there's a little bit of a difference in the way your body uses energy when you're doing endurance and the way that it uses the energy stored in your body. You want to burn fat cells, really. That's the majority of the things that go on when I talk to people. Not everybody, but a lot of people want to lose weight. They want to burn fat cells. So what we do at the Max Challenge of Clinton, 45-minute classes, and they're called HIIT classes, high-intensity interval training. What does that mean? Well, HIIT classes basically involve short bursts of exercise, a higher intensity exercise. And we alternate that with a lower intensity of recovery periods. And it's a very, very efficient way to exercise. Your heart rate will then kind of roller coaster. We want to bring your heart rate up. We want to maintain it there for a little while. And we want to bring your heart rate down for a little while. What causes different people's heart rates to climb will vary person to person. It'll depend on your body, your nutrition. So don't let that concern you. We will show you how to properly do this. Safety first. Okay, but it's a very efficient way to exercise. Researchers have found that HIIT classes can burn 25 to 30% more calories than other forms of exercise. 25 to 30%. And there are actually several studies out there that have demonstrated that this impressive ability for HIIT classes to be able to boost your metabolic rate for hours after exercise. Now, this is something we talk about at the Max Challenge of Clinton, is the afterburn effect. What we want to do is to get your body from being a storage facility, a storage unit, and to turn it into a furnace. And in a very scientifically developed way, the Max Challenge program does this. It increases your metabolic rate so you get that afterburn when you're done with class. So you're going to burn some calories during class? Absolutely you will. You're going to burn calories driving home from class. You're going to burn calories getting ready for work or school that day too. If you're going shopping right after that, you're going to burn calories while you're in the store. Megan's even chiming in on this. And let's see. Is it true that you have to burn intake in a week to burn? Well, Megan, here, that's a good question. Megan is wondering if you have to burn 3,500 calories over a week to burn 1 pound of fat. 1 pound of fat is equal to 3,500 calories. That is correct. How quickly somebody burns off that 3,500 calories in that caloric deficit, that's going to vary person to person. And that's something that we, at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we are going to counsel you on this one-on-one also. But that's accurate, though. 1 pound of fat is equal to 3,500 calories. Okay, I hope that helps. So the high-intensity intervals can actually produce a similar fat loss to traditional endurance exercises, but you can do it with a much smaller time commitment. Once again, if you are falling into that category of people that say that time, I don't have time to exercise, you do. First of all, change the word to priority. If you say you don't have time to say, well, it's not a priority, that gives you a little bit of a different perspective on it, in my humble opinion. It should be a priority. Taking care of yourself should be a priority. Taking care of the one and only body that you've been gifted with should be a priority. It's not like you have a spare body hanging in the closet down the hall. This is the one that you've been given. Take good care of it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. People take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. You wouldn't put garbage into your cars. You shouldn't be putting garbage into your body also. So the time commitment is slashed when it comes to HIIT classes. And there's also studies that show that this can help reduce unhealthy visceral fat. Now, what's the difference? Visceral fat, commonly known as belly fat, hogs up around your internal organs. Now, your body is pretty smart, and it I'm pretty sure it does this on purpose. Your body wants to protect your organs. You see, as we've evolved over time, your body doesn't know that there is a food store 2 minutes away from your house or 5 minutes away from your house. Your body knows that it needs to protect the organs and it needs to store that fat just in case. And without proper nutrition, this is what happens. But it's also unhealthy to have that much visceral fat surrounding your organs. So HIIT classes are shown by research to do much better job of burning off that visceral fat too. And that's huge, folks. Trust me on this. It is huge to burn off visceral fat. These HIIT classes, they're going to improve your cardiovascular efficiency. You're going to burn body fat, actual body fat. This is scientifically proven and it's designed into our program. Aside from muscle strength, it's going to tone you. And the benefits go on from there. It can help reduce blood sugar. It can increase your oxygen consumption. It can help lower your blood pressure. There are so many things here. And we make it fun at the Max Challenge of Clinton. I'm telling you, we do. We have a blast. We're going to put together great workouts. And yeah, we're going to work. You will have fun doing it, though. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. All right. Moving on. Myth number four. Remember, if you have any questions, if you're just tuning in and watching, put them in the comments. We'll answer them as best we can. So myth number four. This one I'm not going to spend too much on, but I know that it's something that's still out there. Myth number four is that you can spot reduce fat off of your body. Listen, you can do 1,000 sit-ups a day, or you can hold a 30-minute plank all you want. But if you don't have proper nutrition, it's not going to reduce the amount of body fat on your belly. Okay? Studies largely show that it's impossible to reduce body fat in one particular area just by exercising that one body part alone. Our program actually combines your entire body. It brings your whole body into the program so that it's strengthened and toned head to toe. Instead, though, fats lost from your entire body as a result of good nutrition, better nutrition, and regular exercise. You see, muscle growth in the abdominal region, as you get stronger in your abs, the muscle growth in the abdominal region doesn't reduce the amount of fat in that region. It tones and it tightens. It might give you the appearance of it, but the amount of actual fat cells doesn't go down until you're actually burning fat calories and reducing the amount of fat cells that are in the area. Okay? So I'm not going to spend too much time on that one. Myth number five. If you stop working out, muscle will turn into fat. How many times have you heard that or even read it someplace too? I used to be really fit when I was in college, when I was in high school. Hey, Megan, our lead instructor Megan just tuned in. Good to see you, kiddo. When I was in college, I was on track, or I played football. When I was in high school, I was a cheerleader, or I ran track when I was in high school, or I played softball or baseball. But then, you know, after college, you know what? All that muscle I had just kind of turned to fat. No, it's not physiologically possible. It might be the popular explanation, guys and gals, but it is definitely not the scientific one. It's not exactly true. When people stop exercising, okay, and they shift into couch potato mode, your muscles will begin to shrink. The muscles will actually begin to shrink down a little bit. And what that does is that shrinking clears the way for more fat, adipose tissue, if you want to be technical about it, and it begins to kind of slowly slip in there. All right. At the same time, many people, when they stop exercising, they'll continue to eat the same amount of calories as before. And I'm going to touch on this in a second, which is it's very important that you include strength training or toning training in your exercise program. What happens? Somebody joins a big box gym. Somebody, more than one person who is watching and listening right now, has done this. You have popped down some money and joined a big box gym. I don't care if it was, you know, $10 a month or you were paying $89 a month. And you have no idea what to do. You're not sure what to do. But you do know that most people go right to the treadmill. So you're spending all of this time on the treadmill. Maybe you notice that you're able to burn off calories and so you're eating more. Fine. The problem comes is that when you stop exercising, you continue to eat the same amount of calories. And what that does is your body is going to start to notice that you're not as active anymore. And despite that, your energy expenditure, even though it's not there, your energy consumption is still the same. And then what happens is that fat tissue begins to develop and you start to gain weight from body fat. Now, this is something, and I'm going to spend a little time on this in a minute too. Muscle. Gaining a little bit of muscle is not a bad thing, folks. And I'm talking for men and women here. All right. I'm not saying you're going to go all Schwarzenegger and stuff too. All right. You know, that's not going to happen. That was a horrible Arnold impression just now. I can do better in person. You'll have to find out. You come to the Max of Clinton, and I'll do a better impression for you in person. But gaining a little bit of muscle is not bad. Why? Because muscle burns calories. Fat doesn't. You realize that, right? Muscle burns zero calories. It just takes up space. 1 pound of muscle burns an extra 50 calories a day at rest. Do you understand? At rest. If you sat around all day and you had gained miraculously an extra pound of muscle, you'd burn an extra 50 calories that day. Now, I'm going to go back to Megan's question earlier about 3,500 calories being equal to 1 pound of fat. So let's just say over the course of a couple of months that you were to gain 3 pounds of muscle. Let's say you want to lose 20 pounds, but you want to gain 3 pounds of muscle. Now you're burning an extra 150 calories a day at rest. You know what that does? That gets you closer to burning off that extra body fat every time. Okay. And I'm going to talk about this in a second, just in a little more detail, but I want you to understand that. I want to make it perfectly clear that fat doesn't burn any energy. It just takes up room. I said it at the beginning of the broadcast. The Max Challenge of Clinton program is designed to work in tandem with the nutritional program to get your body from being a storage unit to a furnace, okay? A furnace with an afterburn. So even when you're done with class, you're still burning calories, all right? And this kind of brings me on to my next myth. And this is myth number 6. Using weights are going to get me bulky. All right, now, I've been doing this, again, almost 18 years, and I hear this a lot. If your goal is to be a bodybuilder, and let me give a quick shout-out to Max over at the Max of Flemington, because he did a great thing this weekend. He had set some goals to do a competitive show, and he killed it. And he's doing another one soon too. But I saw him this morning. So just a quick shout out to Max over in Flemington. Great job, buddy. So I hear this a lot, and I'm being just completely honest. A lot of women will say this to me because they don't want to get bulky. You won't. You will not get bulky. You will get toned, and you will get tighter, but you will get stronger, but you're not going to bulk up like the Arnold, all right? You're not. And there's a reason why, and I'm going to talk about this because this is a common misconception that a lot of people have. It's even tough for guys to get bulky sometimes. And let me talk about this. First of all, it is a common misconception that lifting weights, okay, any weights, all right, are going to get you bulkier. A lot of guys out there will sometimes lift weights because they want to get bigger. That's fine. But one of the key reasons that it's much more difficult for women in particular to get bulky like that is because you just don't have the same physical responses to the weights. First of all, we don't use 50-pound weights at the Max Challenge of Clinton. This is not what we're there for. But I will tell you now, Monday and Wednesdays are cardio days. Tuesday is an upper body day. Thursday is lower body. Friday is kickboxing. On Tuesdays and on Thursdays, we do incorporate using some dumbbells, but they are not 50-pound dumbbells. They're not even 20-pound dumbbells in a lot of instances, too. We're not trying to get you bulky, and I want you to understand this. There are so many different hormonal responses that need to happen. And listen, you have to understand this, too. The Max Challenge of Clinton is going to give you a specific nutritional plan. You're going to have things and choices, of course, like that too. But we're not going to sell you any pills and things like this. I said it before, you're going to be able to shop where you're still shopping now. But you're going to have a specific scientifically based nutritional program. Again, it works in tandem with the classes. But the serious bodybuilders, men and women, male and female bodybuilders that are looking to get bigger and bulk up, have a very, very, very different diet. Very different nutritional plan than anything that we would put together. Okay? So you don't have to worry about that. We want you to get stronger. Don't you want to get stronger? Yes. We want you to get toned and tighter. Don't you want to get toned and tighter? Yes. You would notice if you took the time, you could do a little bit of research on this on your own too. If you take the time to actually look at the nutritional plans of bodybuilders, male and female bodybuilders, they are having huge breakfasts and huge lunches. They're constantly eating thousands of calories a day, where if you or I use that nutritional plan without the amount of exercise and the amount of mass that these people are trying to build, you would start gaining weight on it, all right? But building muscle is a little bit different. Listen to me. Building muscle is a little bit different than bulking up. You want to tone, you want to strengthen, and you may even want to gain a pound or two of muscle. Okay? Because, like I said before, muscle burns energy. Muscle burns calories. Fat doesn't. So the question comes around, I guess. I mean, if toning is what happens to men and women who lift weights and essentially getting stronger, why are weights good for me then? That becomes a question. Well, first of all, again, you're going to get stronger. But here's something else too. Lifting weights, okay, and I'm talking the small dumbbells that we use, nothing to be afraid of, folks. A lot of our exercises are body weight exercises too, where you're not even touching a dumbbell. But doing that type of strength training and toning training is going to help your bone density. Now, somebody just piqued their interest just now when I said that, because that's something a lot of women need to be concerned about, but men also, that as we age, our bone density gets a little bit lower. So doing this kind of training safely and under the instruction of a Max certified instructor, you're going to find that it's going to increase your bone density and maintain your bone density. It's going to help reduce your risk of injury as you get older too. And of course, on top of that, there's the significant benefits of weight loss, fat loss, and just, I mean, my God, just feeling overall amazing, feeling amazing at the end of it too. Okay. So don't use this as an excuse, you know, and I actually made a thing here and I'm going to talk on this because I'm done with my fitness myths. I'm going into fitness facts now. But there was something I thought about on my way here. I do this when I'm driving. I keep a notepad next to me in the car. And when I get to red lights, I'm a safe driver. I don't want to get yelled at. But when I pull up to red lights or when I park, I jot down some quick notes. Here's what I wrote. Everybody has excuses. Everybody has reasons. I'm talking about when it comes to your health and your fitness. I think I hear a lot of excuses. What you need to do is to make your excuses into your reasons why. Okay? You need to transform those to make your excuses into your reasons, not just one or the other. You could talk to me about why you're not exercising, why you're not eating properly, why you're not drinking enough water. I can listen to those excuses all the time. The fact of the matter is, hard truth, you're using those excuses to just get out of doing what you know you need to do. I said this before, I'm going to say it again. The number one reason, listen to me, write this down. The number one reason you are not hitting your goals is because you are not doing what you should be doing. And the number two reason that you are not hitting your goals is because you are not doing what you should be doing. There's more after that, but those are the top two reasons, and you darn well know it. I understand the excuses. I understand. We all do. Ron, Lauren, Megan, Jillian, we all get it. But we also understand self-sabotage. Oh, listen, I used to leave notes on my refrigerator, a post-it note right on my refrigerator that said, do not self-sabotage. All of us here at the Max Challenge of Clinton, we're going to show you how to avoid that self-sabotage and be successful, finally successful, at hitting those goals. All right, let's talk some fitness facts. My goodness, you know what? I got less than 10 minutes to do this, so you might want to take some notes here too. Fun fitness facts, aside from the fact that we are going to make this extraordinarily fun, okay? And Megan saying, stay consistent. Yes, that's right. So fitness fact, fun fitness fact number one, exercise will boost your brain power also. Exercise increases your energy levels and it increases the serotonin that is produced and goes to your brain, which provides you better mental clarity. Did you know that exercise can help you to think clearer? And I'm even going to go so far as to say, exercise and proper nutrition can help you to think clearer. Okay. Okay. Lauren, I just got your message. I will announce that in a second. I love technology, folks. I really do. So if you're exercising, you can look at increased serotonin levels and your brain power is going to be boosted also. Oh my goodness, wouldn't you love it if at work or at school or when you're with the family, your energy levels climbed, you're actually able to play with your children outside in the summertime? You're actually able to play with your grandchildren and keep up with them a little bit? Listen, folks, that's huge, but that also increases your mental clarity too. So that's going to happen. Hey, Jim, thanks for listening, bud. I see you there. Thanks. All right. Fun fitness fact number two, exercise is going to help to ward off diseases. Yes. Research has shown that exercise can help prevent and if not prevent, slow down the effects of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes. Wouldn't you love to get off the medication, kids, huh? Folks, if you have type 2 diabetes, it's not impossible. It can slow the effects of arthritis. We talked earlier before about osteoporosis, about bone loss. And of course, keeps you strong so you can prevent the loss of muscle mass. It's something that happens as we age too, where if we're not careful, our muscle mass will begin to deplete. That doesn't have to happen. So exercising is a huge benefit, and I'm going to throw it in again. Exercising with proper nutrition even doubles the amount there, folks. Come on. I mean, that's a good thing. This is one of my mottos too. We are all in the business of trying to live as long as possible and to feel as good as we can while we're doing it. That is a fact. That is a common fact for every single human being that's listening to my voice right now. We are all in the business of trying to live as long as possible and feel as good as we can. That is why we are here. Ron and I have conversations about this, about this is not just about coming in and opening something. We want to, as a team, impact lives, change lives, show people in Clinton, New Jersey, that you can take back control of your health. I'm going to move on in a second here, but listen, you know, answer this question in your head where you are right now. Who is your healthcare provider? Who is your healthcare provider? If you're instantly thinking of an insurance company or a doctor, no, that's the wrong answer. You are your primary care physician. You, with what you do with your body and what you put into it, you are your number one healthcare provider. After that, these people, great people, doctors, great people, nurses, they are going to help you treat the symptoms of what you haven't been doing afterwards, unfortunately. Okay? So you're your number one healthcare provider. All right. Fun fitness fact number three. Folks, this is going to be one that's near and dear to me because I can speak to it from my personal life. Exercise will help boost your confidence levels. You will boost your confidence levels as you exercise. As a person begins to successfully achieve increasingly more demanding physical tasks, meaning if you walk into your first max challenge class, you're going to modify things. That's fine. But you know what? 2 weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, who knows? It's different for everybody. You're going to be able to do a little bit more. Do that extra push-up or that extra jumping jack. Or you're going to notice the changes as your body changes. And as you feel better, as you taste success, your self-confidence is going to rise. Initially, a person who is successful to sticking to this exercise program is likely to feel more confident about everything else in their lives. And I've said this for years, ladies and gentlemen, when you taste success in class, and I've taught classes in the past, and I've said it to my students, when you start to taste success in class, you're going to understand how great it feels to actually being able to achieve something. And then, of course, you're going to be walking straighter because you're doing those planks. And you're going to feel better about yourself because you're getting stronger and toned. And as you're dropping those initial couple of pounds, mentally, emotionally, you're going to begin to feel better. And automatically, you're going to wake up one day and notice that your confidence level, your self-esteem is rising too. And that rise in self-esteem and recognizing what we already know is that your self-worth is everything. People are going to start to feel better about themselves and they are going to be better at other things in their lives. Okay? It's not just a matter of feeling better about yourself. It's about the people that love you and the people you love that confidence affects. If, listen to me, if you hit your goals, whatever those goals are, whether it's weight loss, toning, more energy, would you be a better, let's start at the smaller part of the totem pole on this one. Do you think you'd be a better employee or a better student if you felt better about yourself? Yes. Do you think you would be a better mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or guardian to the children or grandchildren that you interact with? Yeah. I know I was when I initially lost all the weight. I know I was. Because I was actually able to go to the playground with my son and not feel like I didn't belong there with him. I was able to keep up with him. It took a little while, but yeah, that's what it's about. Would you feel like you would be a better spouse or partner if you hit those goals and your self-esteem was better, if your self-confidence shot through the roof? Folks, this type of confidence, this type of self-worth, this is a no-brainer. There's no dollar amount that you place on this, okay? It will trickle down to everything else that you touch in your life. And that goes with to the people that you touch and the lives that you touch and affect. Once again, it's not just about the people that care about you and love you. It's about the people that you love and you care about. Don't you owe it to them to be the best version of you? You do. You do. What we are missing in the equation is the answers to the questions. How do I do it? That's why we're here. The Max Challenge of Clinton. This is what we're doing. I have less than a minute already. This is amazing. Folks, we're opening up in less than 3 weeks. You need to call us now. 908-627-7020. Answer those questions. Let's talk about your goals. Let's talk about nothing else. Let's talk about your goals and how you can achieve them. Folks, let me tell you something. It is such an honor to be sitting here with you. I really appreciate you watching. If you're watching afterwards, thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions about physiology, exercise physiology, nutrition, or membership, you can post them in the comments. I got a few seconds left here too. Quick shout out. Some of our networking partners that I wanted to mention, the Grounded for Life Cafe, Elements of Time Massage, there's Geo's in Annandale, Town Restaurant. Guys, we love you all. We are so pumped. The team here, Team Clinton, is so pumped to get this going. We have a few days more to go. Folks, I'll be back later on. You have a great day. Thank you for watching. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We'll check you out later.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump addressed younger voters. The president said this is a great time to be entering the workforce.
Thanks to our massive tax cuts, young men and women entering the workforce are keeping more and more of the money they earn. Unemployment for people under the age of 24 is the lowest in almost 50 years.
Today, the Supreme Court delivered a blow to organized labor by ruling that states can no longer force government workers to pay for the cost of hammering out union contracts. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He explains what took so long for this case to be decided.
Well, because we had to convince the court and they had to come back numerous times to decide that the First Amendment was in play. The idea of strict scrutiny of constitutional rights is the question on the table. The Supreme Court finally got it right.
And this just into the newsroom, John Bolton has confirmed an upcoming summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
An airline pilot makes a mistake that sparks a spare at a New York airport. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
A JetBlue flight out of New York's JFK Airport gets delayed after a mistaken report of a hijacking. It happened as Flight 1623 was preparing for takeoff to go from New York to Los Angeles Tuesday evening. Reports are the JetBlue pilot had meant to report he was having a problem with the plane's radio equipment. Instead, he mistakenly used a code that meant there was a hijacking happening. A group of heavily armed Port Authority police officers storming the plane, evacuating everyone safely. Now the FAA